AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Republicans making their pitch to be the party's 2016 presidential nominee, aiming to outdo each other and arguing that President Obama is a failed leader. But they're also talking about themselves. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says his parents had to work menial jobs after arriving in the U.S. from Cuba, but managed to live the American dream.
Our economy was the envy of the world. An economy that had millions of jobs, including for people like my parents, with limited skills, but that paid enough for them to achieve a better life.
He spoke to the Citizens United Freedom Summit in South Carolina. Mitsubishi is recalling more than 130,000 cars. Nearly 77,000 are being recalled because the windshield defroster might fail as a result of a faulty blower motor. The other recall involves 53,000 cars with headlights, taillights, and windshield wipers that may not work because of an unstable electronic control unit. Owners will be notified and affected parts will be replaced for free. A group of mothers is in Washington to protest police brutality, saying, "Stop killing our children." Maria Hamilton's 31-year-old son was killed by Milwaukee police. She founded Mothers for Justice United and explains the purpose of the Million Moms March.
To bring awareness to the DOJ that the police are taking our children's lives and not being held accountable.
The daughter of Cuban President Raul Castro has sponsored a blessing ceremony for gay couples on an island where gay marriage is illegal. Nearly two dozen gay couples held hands or embraced, some crying, as Protestant clergymen from the U.S. and Canada blessed them as part of official ceremonies. This is AP Radio News. Some old favorites have made a comeback in baby names.
Emma is back, and so is Noah. The Social Security Administration has released its list of most popular baby names for last year, and Emma returned to the top for girls. Rounding out the top five were Olivia, Sophia, Isabella, and Ava. And experts say Charlotte is on the rise too, cracking the top 10 for the first time last year. And that was before Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate announced they'd be calling their newest Charlotte. As for the boys, Noah is the favorite for the second consecutive year, followed by Liam, Mason, Jacob, and William. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Argentina is criticizing a group of investment funds in the U.S. for freezing assets in the South American country's embassy in Belgium. The legal fight stems from Argentina's $100 billion default back in 2001. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.